The word actually is very common. People use it all the time. I use it all the time. It's good for emphasizing the surprising or extraordinary nature of a point you're making. Like, though Jay works two jobs, he's actually very lazy. It's a great word, right? So why is it that, in professional writing and top-quality publications, the word actually is practically non-existent, except, of course, in quotations? And why is it that I, someone who uses and likes this word, pretty much every time I see it in an article I'm editing, chop it right out? Again, unless it's in a quotation. It's because the word actually is very effective in spoken English, but just not as appropriate in professional writing. And in fact, it's one of a number of adverbs that are almost always out of place in publishing. Generally, truly, uniquely, genuinely, absolutely, even frankly. Adverbs like these beg to be cut from your writing for several reasons. First and most obvious, in just about any print medium, economy of words counts. Why? Because taking one more word than necessary to say something, anything, is simply inefficient. It's a waste of readers' time. Second, all these adverbs have something in common. They all have a sort of editorial quality. For words like actually and truly and uniquely and genuinely, the reader can sense from a mile away that the writer is trying to persuade him of something. Even the hemming and hawing effect you get with the adverb generally has an editorial quality. Almost like the writer is asking the reader to ignore exceptions to some rule she's putting forth. And though in some contexts all of this is okay, the best writing makes its points with facts alone. If the information a writer has to convey is powerful enough, the reader can draw his own conclusions from it. When the writer starts using adverbs to prod and to plead, it waters down the information presented, while at the same time suggesting that the information itself wasn't sufficient to lead the reader to the desired conclusion. And finally, for both the reasons we've already stated, these adverbs just sound unprofessional. Good writing avoids them, so writing that includes them bears less resemblance to that good kind. So be on the lookout for these editorializing adverbs in your own writing. When you find one, always try taking it out. You may find that the sentence is better when you put it back in, but more often than not, the adverb will end up on the cutting room floor where it belongs.